Today on Seculo, Stacey Abrams' anti-life conspiracy theory.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, we made it to Friday. Unfortunately, the stock market did not completely make it. We don't know how it will end today, but it is below 30,000 as of the time I'm speaking to you right now. It's happened before, and it's popped back up, but we'll talk about it a little later in the broadcast what it would mean if it closed under 30,000. That would be unique. And then, of course, you have a weekend of people saying, oh, no, what am I going to do? And a big sell-off possibly Monday. So we're monitoring that very closely. We'll get into that later in the broadcast. I did want to start right off the bat with Stacey Abrams. This was something we didn't get to on the broadcast yesterday. We didn't get to on our podcast yesterday. But I have to get to it today right off the bat because we're also going to be joined in the next segment of the broadcast by a House candidate in Georgia. Both of us are from Georgia. My brother Logan co-hosting with me today on Seculo, and so I want to start with this. This is Stacey Abrams now claiming that there is a conspiracy, I guess, with the ultrasound machine manufacturers. Now remember, she's an election denier who is now attacking an ultrasound machine. But I bet she's not going to be sued by the ultrasound machine manufacturers like people are being sued by Dominion and those kind of things. And, of course, she can be an election denier, but you can't. Take a listen.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat in 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
This is a huge conspiracy to begin with, Logan. One, because there has to be so many things at play here. One, you have to believe the science that there's no heartbeat. Then you have to believe that the companies have manufactured a sound, and the sound is to convince people that then men can have a role in deciding to take control of a woman's body, so that we've manufactured the idea that this is a human life. Because even to Stacey Abrams, she doesn't really want to talk about killing an actual child with a heartbeat.
Right, and I think if you look at that, that's insane. This is purely insanity, and it's disturbing and gross and borderline satanic when you actually look at it, because you have multiple things here, like you said, that stack upon each other. First, it's that somehow there's a conspiracy theory within the creators of the ultrasound machines that those people are inherently pro-life, which is, I don't necessarily think the case one way or the other. They're just making the ultrasound machines. That then detect a human heartbeat earlier and create a fake sound for you to hear to create this emotional response, which anyone who's been through that moment knows it is a very emotional moment to hear your child's first heartbeat. But to go beyond that, it's now saying, but we also know there's no detectable heartbeat 6 weeks old. And what you're having is now, this is the big problem with the world right now. Is you're going to, instead of the companies and Planned Parenthood, who, by the way, said that until fairly recently.
As of July 25th
of
this year, Planned Parenthood stated that in the fifth and 6 weeks, so even earlier, and 6 weeks, there was, and this is their words, a very basic beating heart and circulatory system development within the child.
And then since then, they have changed, because all of a sudden they'll come up with a new narrative where all of a sudden the new version of this is, well, what do you consider a heart? It's not really a heart. It's not a four-chamber heart. It's just the creation of the heart. It's the beginnings of the heart. So what you're actually hearing is only the noise, the rhythmic noise of the beginnings of a heart, not the four-chamber heart. That doesn't come for a few weeks later. But it also depends on when you determine when a woman is actually pregnant, because, you know, there's all things with your cycle and when does it start, when does it not. They start throwing these different caveats onto it, it becomes the prevailing narrative. So guess what? As much as we want to say, and look, I posted on Instagram last night and a bunch of people responded. They said they were disgusted and couldn't believe it. If you don't go out and say that yourself, this becomes the narrative. This becomes the narrative that they all go with, which is, you're wrong. Because you know what? Who is the party of science? They always say they are. And if they decide they want to change the science, it's on them to say it. And all of a sudden, everyone changes their tune and says, yes, Stacey Abrams, you're right. Scientist Stacey Abrams, it is now not a heartbeat at 6 weeks.
Folks, we want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Then Kamala Harris doubling down on the attacks on pro-life pregnancy centers. She's supporting attorney generals going after them in the states. 1-800-684-3110. All right, welcome back to Secular. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me play it for you again. Stacey Abrams, then I'm going to play Vice President Harris. This kind of coordinated attack, and Planned Parenthood right in the middle of it, because I want to remind you right now that as of July 25th, Planned Parenthood acknowledged the fetal heartbeat. That's what they call it, starting as early as the fifth week. Okay, now listen to Stacey Abrams.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
And why would then the men decide we're going to do it at 6 weeks or 7 weeks or, you know, I mean, this whole conspiracy theory that it's, that that men are behind the ultrasound machine manufacturers, which, by the way, it's not like the American Medical Association has a real pro-life position.
That's what I'm saying. That's the weirdest part of a lot of this. It's not necessarily just the concept of now denying that there's a heartbeat at 6 weeks old, which I think is ridiculous to start with. It's that there is a right-wing conspiracy within the medical companies to create a machine to then manufacture a sound that, for some reason, though, every medical office that provides ultrasounds and things like that in the nation has, and that you, when you buy a you know, one that you can use personally to check the heartbeat of your child, that somehow that's not real. That's not what you're listening to. Everyone's bought into this. You're right. Now, essentially, like, they're the most conservative medical groups. Look, I think a lot of us probably had experiences with having children where they go over some of the risks of childbirth, and then, you know, maybe you've had a bad doctor who has suggested things you weren't for. I have. And with that, you find somewhere else to go. Not once did they say, by the way, this heartbeat you're hearing, this is a manufactured by a man, you know, device.
If you want to talk to us on air about this, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on Secular. I want to go to the phones. David in Illinois online too. Hey, David.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. I just thank you for all that you've done, and I am a supporter. I have went to Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, Illinois, and 38 years ago, thank you. And we started in the animal industries area using the sonogram when it first came out on sheep. We would check the ewes for their pregnancy, whether they have singles or doubles. And I can tell you that sound machine was not, I mean, because we found dead ewes, or ewes with dead children, or let's just say lambs inside. Right. And we would just shave them, use the same ointment as they do today. And that's where they were first tested, was on livestock. And when I heard that you played this, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. That's
right. I mean, the conspiracy, and that's why we call it a conspiracy, that the manufacturers have placed a sound into the machine that kicks in at 6 weeks, not seven, not eight, not nine, not two, six, when in fact, the medical community, including Planned Parenthood, up until like 3 weeks ago, acknowledged the same.
Right.
They acknowledged that there was. I mean, I'm going to read. This is Planned Parenthood's own words. Now, they've taken this off their website. This was in there in July 25th, so a couple months ago. They said, quote, Planned Parenthood stated that in the fifth and sixth weeks of gestation, quote, a very basic beating heart and circulatory system develops.
Right.
And this machine would then pick up on that.
But so, now you have people like Stacey Abrams going about.
Who is it? I want to remind people, is an election denier from her own election loss.
Yeah, maybe people maybe don't know what's shocking
so
about
she ran
that.
For governor once before, lost by not a lot of votes.
Yeah.
She's down a lot more in the polls now. She's down 8. And I think statements like this only make it harder for Stacey Abrams, which is good for the people of Georgia, in my opinion. But she still believes she won that election. Now, does anyone say that she's part of a big lie?
No,
no,
of course not.
No, of course not. They elevate her. She runs a very effective political machine.
Oh,
unfortunately,
yeah.
When she starts, now that she's feeling the pressure of being down 8 points, she's starting to say some things that are a bit ridiculous. So she was an early election denier of her own election. And now.
And they call her governor a lot of times.
Yes. Yeah. And now she believes, I mean, look at the, it's just so similar. A machine has been hijacked to implement a sound so that men have control over women.
Yeah, what scares me the most is that not only see people are saying this. Is
I mean,
that,
are these machine manufacturers going to file lawsuits against her for defamation against their machines?
I hope so. I hope they do.
Because that's what Dominion did against people who questioned their machines.
I hope they do, just purely for the fact that this is a ridiculous statement to be making. What makes me the most nervous is that people put a lot of stock in what these people say, including specifically Stacey Abrams. Like you said, she is a very popular and national figure who, you know, has been on Star Trek as a captain. You know, she is a character known, a person known well beyond the state of Georgia. And when you start saying these things, and it's what happened with Planned Parenthood, and it's what happened now, is this is, you know, big abortion coming up with a new way around it. And this will become the prevailing conversation. I'll be having discussions with my friends who are pro-choice in the next few weeks, and I guarantee you this comes up, which is, there's no heartbeat 6 weeks. This is going to be a new statement that's being made because they treat anything
and
they
the machine,
can.
We can't now, and we now cannot use the machine to show you because the machine is
which then ties manufactured. Back into, you know, the pregnancy sound.
It is a manufactured sound design. Now here, let's go to this. So there's Stacey Abrams. Then you have Vice President Harris. She's talking to a Democrat attorney generals. And listen to what she's praising them for going, who she's praising them for going after. Take a listen.
As it relates to the work of attorneys general, Dobbs also intentionally shifted the fight for reproductive rights to the states. So as the chief legal officer of your state, you, because I've been watching you, are bravely defending reproductive freedom. You are taking on rightly the crisis pregnancy centers.
There we go. These are pregnancy centers that have been firebombed, defaced. We represent them. They have been, it was Kamala Harris, who was Attorney General of California at the time, who wanted to force the pro-life pregnancy centers, Logan, remember, to advertise where people can get abortions or have to shut down.
Yeah.
We beat her there.
These restrictions.
Then it was Becerra who took that, you know, the position. So this is very typical for Vice President Harris.
As they're being attacked and targeted all over the
country. Why not just let them be? In a world, you can disagree with them, but let them do their work. And if you don't want to go to a pro-life pregnancy center, don't go to one. But a lot of women decide they want to. And nothing about that being at that pro-life pregnancy center prevents you from deciding you want to go have an abortion. Like, they're just providing you other options other than abortion. And they do great work. And I think anybody who's had any experience with any of them would know these are great organizations that at a time when abortion is being restricted more heavily across the country, if you care about people who are pregnant and in difficult situations, you would think you'd want these organizations to be flourishing because they assist you if you want to keep your child, if you want to go through adoption, if you need economic assistance, medical assistance, even parenting assistance. They have this full scope approach. They don't just like stop when you give birth.
Yeah, they have the technology as well. They have all.
They also have these the machines. They use. They'll bring in volunteer nurses oftentimes, or sometimes they'll employ them.
Trained, yeah.
Sometimes doctors will volunteer as well. And again, this is this attack on those centers. I think this is all coordinated. So one, Stacey Abrams comes out and says the ultrasound machine is a lie. Okay, so that's a scam. That's what she's saying. And now pro-life pregnancy centers, what do they use? Ultrasound, well, like any OBGYNs or other, they use ultrasound machines.
Yeah.
It's just very weird that this is the attack line that you would go in there, because it's a big conspiracy to make, that these companies manufactured a sound.
Yeah. I mean, this is what happened. And then you had yesterday on the Today Show to kind of converse, which I actually think is closer to where people actually are on all these issues. They were showing how ultrasound technology, 3D ultrasound technology, right, much later, can show how a child in the womb reacts to when your parent or when the mother eats something good or something sweet, and that happens. And we can play that real quick. So this is just to show you the converse of, I think, the Today Show, which is maybe closer to where America is at, even if they definitely have their own agenda, and the converse of what's happening with the Stacey Abrams situations. Here's the Today Show just from yesterday.
Researchers in Britain wanted to know if babies in the womb react when the mom ingests a flavor of food, and this is what they saw. Do you want to guess what was on the left? So the left is a baby in its resting state. Okay. And then on the right, you see how he smiles 20 minutes? The mom ate some carrots.
Oh.
Yeah, so they have that, and they go, oh, can you believe it? Oh, and then they show, like, oh, a baby, you know, eating, it's reacting to kale. And this is what, I mean, obviously this is well further than 6 weeks along, but it actually shows they're talking about it with no question of whether this is a life. Yeah, a 3D ultrasound, still using some sort of technology. Was that 3D ultrasound machine made by a man to show you that it looks like the same child that is actually inside when it comes out? It's the same child that you saw in utero?
Folks, we want to take your calls, 1-800-684-3110. This idea now that, hey, it's the device itself. There's no heartbeat. And you know, to me, and then the attack by Vice President Harris on the pro-life protesters, telling those attorney generals, go after them. For what? You know, she doesn't add that. What are they doing wrong? What are they doing that's illegal? You might not like their position. What are they doing that's illegal? Nothing. Nothing at all. We'll be right back on Second. Hey, welcome back to Seculo. I see the calls coming in. We'll get to your calls shortly on the broadcast at 1-800-684-3110. I wanted to bring a good friend of mine on who I always like when good friends of mine who work in the world of whether it was politics or their communities and have, in Chris's case, working as an executive officer with the Georgia Air National Guard, who then make that decision to put themselves out as candidates. He had a tough primary. It was Georgia 2. There is a 14-term Democrat there, but things are shifting. And Chris West is joining us now. Hey, Chris, thanks for joining us on Seculo.
Great to be with you, Jordan. How are you?
You know, Chris, I want to talk to you about your race. One, you won a tough primary. We're past that point now. But you're taking on a 14-term incumbent. Someone who's been in Congress 28 years, Sanford Bishop, who has made some major left turns in his career as a Democrat. But what was the impetus for you to decide this is the time for you to put yourself out there to run, to represent your community in Congress?
Well, I love our country. I have three small children. And when you look at what this administration has done to our country just in the last 2 years, and I looked and said, if my resume is what is going to be the best thing to stack up to flip this seat, then I've got a duty, an obligation to run. So we prayed about it, and we felt led to do it, and we got in and ran hard. And, you know, we shocked a lot of people by winning a primary that a lot of D.C. interests were behind one of the other candidates. But our message resonated, and that's why we were successful against long odds. And I tell you, that's why I think we're going to surprise a lot of people in November.
It's ChrisWestGA.com. That's to find out, and we can maybe put that in our chats too. ChrisWestGA.com for Congress, because this has become, Chris, and it's one of the reasons I brought you on our national broadcast, it's become a national race. You're being targeted by the DCCC. They know this is a top seat that you have the potential to flip Republican.
Yes, that's right. Nancy was in the state, I think, the week before last. The DCCC has now committed over $5 million against us. And that is because my opponent is reliable for Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. He votes with them 100% of the time. We're in a swing district and a swing state. And this really is ground zero in the fight for freedom. And that's why folks are getting engaged behind us and recognize what's at stake. We have got to win the House. We've got to get a majority in the House in January to stop the Biden-Pelosi agenda, and that's what we're going to do.
You know, Chris is an attorney as well, but you grew up with a family that with really deep roots in the community in Georgia's 2nd Congressional District, and specifically in what is a heavily agricultural district, and your family's been in that for generations as well. I mean, to walk people through, because sometimes I think people hear Georgia, and if they're not like us and they're not from the state, they weren't born there, they think Atlanta, maybe Savannah, and you know, maybe somewhere else, but like they don't really realize that the role that agriculture plays in much of the state.
That's right. This is a district in middle and southwest Georgia that we've identified over 5,000 people who they say that they are engaged in agriculture. The business that they own is in agriculture. My family's business is an agribusiness, and it's critical to that it's the backbone of our economy. It's the number one industry in the state. And, you know, when you just look at the influence of China and how they've, you know, just with energy policy and food security, you recognize the importance of agriculture. And the, what these folks down here recognize is that they need a fighter to stand up and represent their interests, to push back against the regulations from the EPA, IRS, and otherwise coming out of D.C. that's harming their businesses and their farms. That's why we were in part successful in the primary, and that's why we're going to be successful in flipping this seat, because we've had many, many farmers. I mean, almost the whole industry, wholesale, has come over and supported our campaign. We have a Farmers for West coalition that every day is rolling out new farms, and I think I was earlier this week with about 35 farmers up in a rural county that about 90% of them were Bishop supporters 10 years ago, but the left turn that he has taken has just driven them to the point where they can't stay with him any longer.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Chris, because I really like to hear this from people who are out there like you, who are running for office. When you talk to people, what's like first on their mind right now? Is it economy? It seems like that is what we hear nationally. Is that what people are talking about in Georgia's 2nd Congressional District?
Absolutely. It's fuel, it's food, and fertilizer prices. And it's crushing the folks who are just out working, trying to make a living, running their small business, running their farms. You know, I've spoken with farmers that they didn't plant large tracts of peanuts this year because they did the risk analysis with their input costs, and they just said it's not worth the risk. The cost of fuel and fertilizer is just too high. We can't do it. So they really need somebody who's going to represent them to get an energy policy. You know, Republicans, they've put forth 6 energy bills that the Democrats just struck down and wouldn't even hear it. So we've got to get an energy policy in place to get America energy independent and bring our costs down.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I, and again, Chris is a personal friend. Even if you're outside the district, I encourage you. This is a race now. You know, I know it's important to get your support, and Chris has it at the local level. But it's becoming a national race. As Chris said, he's got $5 million from the DCCC, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, coming at him and his family. He's got a beautiful family, 3 children. He serves in the Air National Guard in Georgia. He's an attorney from the ag community, understands, you know, he's dedicated to this district. And so I encourage you, even if you're outside of Georgia too, and a lot of our listeners would be, to go to his website, chriswestgeorgia.com, chriswestga.com, and support him. Because this is how you take back the House, Chris. These are the kind of races we need to win to take back the House and retire Nancy Pelosi.
Well, thank you for that, Jordan. It's going to be razor close. We've got 46 days left. If you're a listener and you're a freedom-loving American and you want to put somebody up there to protect freedom and liberty, I invite you to go to chriswestga.com. Please send us your support. Join in the fight.
Chris, as always, it's great to have you. I'm glad we got you on the broadcast. Keep up the fight. Keep us updated. I'm a supporter of your campaign, as you know, an early supporter when you were in the primary and a supporter now. And I encourage people to do it, to check you out, learn more about it. Because, again, the Democrats are watching him and they're spending money against Chris because they know this is the kind of seat where you could see a red wave. So ChrisWestGA.com. Chris, great to have you on the broadcast.
Yeah, and we have to mention, obviously, this is radio. We've reached out to the other candidates.
Sanford Bishop, yeah.
Yeah.
That 14th term, he used to be, you know, and Chris would say this too, he used to be a fairly moderate Democrat, which is why he would get the support of a lot of this ag community.
The Georgia Democrat.
Yeah. But he took that hard left turn that so many Democrats have, who have gotten complacent. Some of that is like, you know, after 14 terms in Congress, you think you can't be beat. You think you can't lose. So if he wants to come on and talk about his left turn and why he supports extreme abortion rights and why that's, you know, that somehow relates to voters in South and Middle Georgia, which is where, you know, our family is actually from in the state of Georgia. It's from Middle Georgia.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was great having Chris on. Really interesting. We do have a second half hour coming up. If you don't get it on your local radio station, you can find us broadcasting live right now on Facebook, on Rumble, on YouTube, on ACLJ.org, wherever you get social media. You can catch us later on all replays on all of those outlets. And Jordan and I have a brand new podcast. We're going to talk about that coming up. The Seculo Brothers podcast, available on all your favorite podcast players. at secularbrothers.com. You can see the direct link to go there. We'll be right back.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, folks, welcome back to the second half hour of Seculo. Packed first half hour. We're talking Stacey Abrams. We're talking Vice President Harris and their attack, Vice President Harris' attack on pro-life pregnancy centers. Stacey Abrams with this conspiracy that ultrasound machines have been manufactured to play a sound. So it sounds like there's a heartbeat at 6 weeks, but that's only because so men can control pregnant women. I've had three children. My wife has had the three children, but yeah, father of three.
Yes, we understand.
We were just talking to Chris West in Georgia. He's a father of three. Logan, you're a father of three.
Yes.
We have the at-home machines we've used. The technology is gone to the point for $19.99, I think, on Amazon. You can run your own ultrasound. The basic kind.
Yeah.
And pick up the heartbeats.
10 years ago now. My son turned 10 in a couple weeks.
New.
There's nothing new about that. And look, we had to deal with it a lot. We had a high-risk pregnancy with twins. So we were in there continually checking for heartbeats. We were checking ourselves because you had to kind of continue to look at when you have identical twins. There's obviously a lot of things that can go wrong. So this does hit home a little closer to go, oh, you're the person who's going to tell me that what you're hearing is not really a heartbeat, that's a manufactured sound by, some ridiculous right-wing male conspiracy where they're controlling the machinery that somehow creates a fake sound, like you said, not at 1 week, not at 2 weeks, not at 5 weeks, but at 6 weeks. It's quite disturbing. And people need to look out for these kind of situations. And it's easy to be the person who comes on here and says, look how ridiculous it is. But there are thousands, if not millions of people that are listening to this, and we'll play it right now, who think that this is the truth. Take a listen.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
I mean, just the jump there, the multiple jumps there, that it's a manufactured sound. Now, I don't think Stacey Abrams has had a pregnancy.
We don't know any of the information. She doesn't have any children, I believe.
Yeah, so I don't know that if she's gone through that process before. Like, we've all been in that room to hear the heartbeat. That's like the initial thing, and you could do it then at home, and it's kind of, especially with your first child, that's really interesting. And
yeah, also it settles you down because things are okay.
Yep.
That's something you're always concerned about.
And to think that that's all fake. So that men take control. I want to go to the phones, 1-800-684-3110, to Diane in Nevada on line one. Hey, Diane.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call. I was a volunteer in crisis pregnancy centers in the 80s and 90s before there was an ultrasound. And a question that I have, and I just looked this up online, baby's fingerprints begin to develop at 8 weeks and finish at 10, which makes them a citizen. That's how we identify our citizens. And I know this isn't pertinent to what you're saying about the ultrasound, but my question is, why has nobody used this tack to protect these children? The first Roe v. Wade was a complaint of the state trying to protect the baby.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, Diane, it's because of abortion distortion. This is actually a great example. Stacey Abrams' conspiracy is a great example.
But it makes them feel better.
People should be coming out and saying, this is nutty, like we're saying. And I mean, it shouldn't just be conservatives. It should be doctors.
Yeah.
Doctors who might even be pro-abortion, who just say, no, she's wrong.
Yeah.
She is wrong. And these are lies. This is another big lie. Don't let her spread these lies about ultrasound machines, which, by the way, are those companies going to be filing their defamation lawsuits against Stacey Abrams, who's also an election denier? I think this also comes to the poll. She's 8 points down right now. It was a much tighter race like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And if you keep making statements like this, this race can start to get away from you. You start making crazier and crazier statements.
Yeah, especially if there's people rallying behind them. And like Planned Parenthood, making changes to their
Is Planned Parenthood changed their own medical language. Opinion and language about what they call fetal heartbeat? I guess because of Stacey Abrams. That's how far, they're so in behind Stacey Abrams.
Yeah, it's just going to be one of those things that in the background was happening. It's just, you know, there's some sort of, there is someone feeding this information and starting these lies.
Right. Right. Or else their website wouldn't have changed.
Right.
And then she can then make the statement. Be right back on Secular. We're going to get back to your calls in just a minute. I see Michelle's call, Jamie, Mary, Jan, as well as Justin coming in. So a lot of calls to get to. But I do want to talk about, just because people may not have heard about it yet, our new podcast. We've talked about it on the broadcast before, since Logan's right next to me right now, that we're doing three podcasts a week, Secular Brothers podcast through the Salem Podcast Network.
Yep, we're on Salem Podcast Network. It's definitely a more casual, kind of fun look at the news, what's happening, what's going on in our lives. We talk politics, we talk pop culture, regular culture, and it's so far been a lot of fun. I think a lot of people tuned in. We didn't necessarily know it was going to become a podcast maybe with a comedic flair, but it has gotten there very quickly. I think it's probably, we each have the two of us together, that's just likely going to happen. We do hit some really hard topics.
Yeah.
We talked a lot this week, specifically about even the topics like we talked about today. And we talked about nuclear war and Putin and all that, but it's done in a way that hopefully when you're on your way home, and we release it at 5 p.m. Eastern, I believe, or 4 p.m. Eastern every day, every time we release, which is Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. And it gives you something to listen to on the way home from work or at the end of your day. Hopefully you can laugh. You can also enjoy it. It's at secularbrothers.com. On that, you'll get a link so where you can find it. It's on all your favorite podcast players, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. If you're on Apple Podcasts, we ask that you write a review. Give us 5 stars. It really helps out. Helps us get trending. Helps more people see this. We're on Rumble. We have a Secular Brothers channel on Rumble. We're on YouTube. However you get media, you can find us there, and it's been a lot of fun so far. We're a couple weeks in. We just finished our second week. Thousands of you are listening. Thousands of you are watching, and we were thrilled with the response, and we'd love to have you. And even we've had some great partners that have come out of this.
That's right. It is certainly not a repeat of just this broadcast. It's not like we're just rehashing the same broadcast. Some of the topics might, but it's done from a completely different perspective and a totally different tone. And take some funny turns and wild turns. And honestly, I don't know where it's going to go each day. So when you're listening, you don't know either.
Yeah,
you might be going one way. I'll say on our last podcast, Putin riding a bear was mentioned into, and then feeding alligators.
Yeah, we found out that the Putin riding a bear is not something that was like, it was like a fun social media thing, but allegedly it's actually was something used for propaganda, that they were creating these images. So we do talk about these topics that are funny, but they also are kind of pertinent to the conversation that's happening around the world. And Jordan and I live pretty interesting lives. We've been all around the world, and we have these stories. So we got a lot of great stories to tell, and we hope to have you. And like I said, we've also been reached out to by great companies who are helping support the show, which is awesome.
Yeah, let me tell people about that. Just briefly, because in case you haven't checked out the podcast yet, I want to make sure you know about this. One of our sponsors on the podcast is MyPillow. And if you go to MyPillow.com, we actually have a promo code for our podcast, but you can use it if you're a secular listener too.
Yeah.
It's very easy.
Yeah. It's just bros. BROS, like brothers, bros. So
you go to like radio listener on MyPillow.com.
Yeah, it's really easy.
And if you want to use that promo code, you could use it too, folks. And that helps our podcast. So if you're already someone who purchases MyPillow products, and there's a lot of more products than just pillows, check it out. Use bros.
Yeah, and he's in the news a lot. There's always a lot happening, I feel like, in the world of
Mike Lindell.
It's interesting. That business has changed pretty a lot from maybe just being an American-made business to now you're kind of making a statement. But also it helps support us, so we appreciate that. We have a ton of phone calls.
We do.
A lot of people have a lot to say. Let's just go in the order they came in for right now. Let's go to Michelle in California online too. Michelle, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Okay, so I've got a comment on the ultrasound issue.
Yep.
Okay, so I think it's time the medical community needs to step up and speak out, because they're already not allowed to speak the truth regarding COVID. And as Rick Grenell says, we can't make decisions based on consensus. And that's what the left wants to do. They don't care about the truth unless it fits their evil plan.
You know, I think, Michelle, we are seeing some doctors. Dr. Mark Siegel talked about this on Fox News. Take a listen, Bite 18.
The great medical advances of fetal ultrasound have saved so many lives. It's led to being able to operate in vitro. It's in utero. It's allowed surgeons to go in there and operate. It's such a life-saving thing. It's so ridiculous that she said that.
Right, to not trust the machine.
Well, because, as we know, they don't think
this machine is somehow been...
Planned Parenthood would rather not have an ultrasound machine.
Oh, right. They love that.
So remember that. So if they can start to devalue the reality of an ultrasound machine, they're going to.
Yeah, they had a lot more success in the 70s and 60s, 70s, 80s when, you know, in that post-Roe world of when they could just claim it was a bunch of cells. And they don't claim that anymore. They're very careful in how they define, because this technology has shown people what is developing, and whether it starts with that heartbeat sound that you cannot deny unless you're now saying that the sound itself is manufactured by a cabal of men to control women.
Yeah, it's absurd. It's really disturbing. Should we keep going? We'll take some more calls?
Yeah, back to phones.
All right, let's go to Mary, who's calling in Maryland. You're on the air.
Hey, Mary.
Hi there. This is Mary, and I am delighted that you are willing to take my call. Actually, you mentioned something a few minutes ago that I was calling about, wondering if the people that are manufacturing the ultrasound could sue Ms. Abrams or whoever else is that are defaming their product.
I mean, if she keeps it up, if she hasn't mentioned a specific brand
she could
yet.
In theory. They could in theory, yeah. Now, whether they do, you know, make the political decision to do that, I think it's unlikely.
Well, that's the thing. She can be an election denier, which she is, and she can now also say that medical equipment is been hijacked and is fake, that the equipment is not used. And I guess she will not face any. She didn't face any problems for being, you know, there was no investigation to her for denying that the election results for her race weren't real and that she's the governor, rightful governor of Georgia, which is what she believes. That's just what she believes. And then second, now that this ultrasound device was hijacked by men in the beginning stages to play a manufactured sound.
Yeah, for then to you maybe to think about not
that this is
having
a
an abortion.
Right.
It's so absurd. Hey, if you are watching on YouTube, we're having some issues with YouTube and their stream right now. So log on over to Rumble. We're on live Rumble. No problem. Just go to Rumble, type in ACLJ or J Seculo or Seculo. It'll pull right up. So I just wanted to let the few people who are watching still on YouTube to know that. All right.
Yeah, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Jamie in Texas on line 3. Hey, Jamie. Jamie there?
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yes. I just have a comment. I'm a mother of a special needs son. I would have never thought it never crossed my mind to abort my son because he's special needs. Women that are using abortion as a form of birth control, these children did not ask to be conceived, nor do they ask to be killed.
Well, I completely agree with you, Jamie. I mean, this is the whole position of life. And, you know, technology is on our side. So that's why we need to fight back, not just laugh off Stacey Abrams claiming that an ultrasound machine is fake and manufactured, because it is to devalue life. And it is to, as Logan said, it was a lot easier world for Planned Parenthood to operate in when the technology wasn't there and the science wasn't there. So now their new strategy, which they've also altered their website.
Clearly, it's becoming clearer and clearer as we discussed.
Is to attack the machines.
So the machines are,
which will then be an attack on pro-life pregnancy centers, because they also utilize those ultrasound machines to show women, depending on what stage of pregnancy they come into a pro-life pregnancy center, voluntarily, by the way, that they're able to use ultrasound machines as well. When these centers get firebombed, that is expensive equipment. I mean, they have insurance. They're able to go through that process, but, you know, this idea that Kamala Harris simultaneously with Stacey Abrams is saying to Democrat attorney generals, take down those pro-life pregnancy centers. Why? Like, why not just let them be? Why can't you just win your debate? The Supreme Court did not make abortion illegal. So go out in the states and make your case.
Yeah, we've seen it.
But don't lie about ultrasound machines being some conspiracy. Don't tell people that they can't have a pro-life organization. That's what I say. Like, can't we just start look, there?
During that Biden speech, he said, what was the first thing he said, which was considered a, you know, MAGA Republican extremist, was you don't believe in the freedom to choose. That was the first thing he mentioned. Which he didn't 8 years ago, 12 years ago. He believed in this, you know, real strict, you know, at least some, you know, minor abortion laws, but still had a overwhelmingly Catholic pro-life view. And that shift as he decided he needed to become a presidential candidate.
When we come back, we'll take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're going to dive into what's going on with the stock market a little bit. And Republicans in the House have announced a new commitment to America, like the Contract for America. I want to get into some of that as well, because I think you will be on board with this commitment to America. And it's great to show already what House Republicans are planning to do if we conservatives take back the House of Representatives. So go to ACLJ.org. I encourage you. There's a lot up there that we don't get to on the broadcast, a lot of work that we're doing. So always check that out. Support the work of the ACLJ if you can financially by making a donation at ACLJ.org. We'll be right back on Secular. We're going to continue to get to your phone calls this final segment of the broadcast, but let me get to a little bit additional news. Do we know where the stock market stands currently? I don't see the ticker is not showing up on Fox right now, which we've got on in our studio right now. So we'll check that right now. I mean, it was below 30,000 and it was kind of sitting there. Now, that's happened before, and it's, you know, by the end of the day, if it's a few hundred points, you know, it might go back up to 30,000. The big question is going to be, right now it's down at 29,428. This is, again, while we're live, so this is about getting close to 1 p.m. Eastern time. It's down 647 points. I think the big issue, Logan, will be if the market closes under 30,000 later on this afternoon, and then you have a whole weekend where people stew on it, and then you get the futures market start coming in on Sunday and Monday morning before it even opens again, and you could see a crash.
The problem is it has to break through over the weekend to the non-economic press, the non- CNBC crowd. If not, I don't think people understand that. I really don't feel like they understand the significance of when the stock market is as low as it is and how it impacts them, the people who are not, you know, trading on a day-to-day basis. And that is always a concern, going, yes, it's a barometer for the economy, but, you know, it won't necessarily always break into hot news.
People who are about to retire start paying much closer attention to their 401k. Like, if you're our age, if you're low in my day, like, there's going to be stock market up and downs before we retire. And so 401k, you know, it's there. You have to freak out yet.
Right.
But if you're 65 and you're thinking this might be my final year of work, or I'm starting to slow down, maybe take go to part-time, your 401k is getting hit hard right now. You are paying attention. And that group could start making serious decisions, if not already, that impact in the entire market.
Yeah.
Because they're paying close attention, because it can impact whether or not they can retire.
Absolutely.
And this is why I wanted to get to the new plan that was announced by Leader McCarthy and a congresswoman, a good friend of ours, Lee Stefanik, on the Commitment to America agenda. It's four broad categories: an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a future that's built on freedom, a government that's accountable. I mean, those are all things I think I could stand behind. I think all of you could stand behind. Let's take a listen to Kevin McCarthy as he announced this Commitment to America, Bite 21.
But on that very first day that we're sworn in, you'll see that it all changes. Because on our very first bill, we're going to repeal 87,000 IRS agents. Our job is to work for you, not go after you.
And there are ways. We talked to Senator Graham about this. There are ways through the appropriations process that even though that's been approved, it hasn't been appropriated. The money isn't there yet. And so the House, taking back the House, important. Taking back the Senate, important as well. And let's go to Congresswoman Stefanik as well. She's a great friend of ours. Again, when they announced this plan, because this is, I think, the issues that actually American people care about. They're seeing the homelessness crisis, the drug crisis, the border crisis, the instability in Europe because of the war in Europe. and threats of nuclear war. China on the rise. The U.S. feeling like it's on the decline, but that's a lot of that I feel like is because of our leaders and the policies they're implementing, like anti-energy policies. Let's go to Congressman Stefanik.
How about a nation that's safe? You see the headlines, whether it's on local or national news every day. We see crime skyrocketing. That is a direct result of Democrats' one-party defund the police policies and rhetoric. And let me tell you, whether you're in New York or whether you're in Pennsylvania, we proudly back the blue. Let's give all of our law enforcement officers a round of applause.
The crime that we're seeing, it's not just a New York, LA, DC, you know, San Francisco major city. It's everywhere.
It is.
And homelessness everywhere.
Yeah, we're seeing it in all cities.
Drug crisis everywhere.
Well, that's absolutely the case. And yes, some of those states have been hit harder than others. My wife was in Los Angeles last week, and she said that the way it's being described is like nothing like it is when you're there. And it does feel like, for someone who visited often, we, you know, practically were there every month or every other month, it's such a big difference. And we're seeing that now get spread out around the nation. It's not just, it always starts to affect New York, LA, those places first, big, giant metropolitan areas, and then it works its way towards the middle of the country, and it's sad.
Yeah, so that's why you got to fight back on these issues. And we know that on that drug issue, which also leads to homelessness and crime, is it starts with our border security, because you've got to stop the fentanyl from coming in, which is being manufactured by the Chinese. So they manufactured COVID. Now they're, you know, and now they're manufacturing fentanyl in China, and think about the effects that's had on the world and then on our country.
Yeah,
think about how many people have died.
Yeah, millions,
because of what is originating out of China, and then coming through by cartels, our southern border. That's what you can't divide these issues up and say, put China in a box over here, put Russia in this box over here, put American energy independence in a different box. No, it's got to be all together. I mean, that's why they announced this commitment to America, and it's four big points. You've got to have it all at the same time. If you don't acknowledge, if you only acknowledge like one piece of the problem, you will not solve the real problem, because these are huge.
Yeah.
But they're solvable. The thing is, we can secure our border. We could cut off a lot of these drugs from coming in, and this horrible human smuggling.
It's become so politicized for some reason.
Yes, it's just so horrendous, the conditions, when it's, you know, still 100 degrees at that border right now, and people are in these tractor trailers stuffed into cars and trunks, and being sex trafficked and human trafficking. We have to do something about it as Americans, not just as conservatives or as Christians, but as Americans.
Well, they still will spin that as politics and goes, well, yeah, you say you closed the border, so it's your fault that it's like this. Or you opened the border, so it's your fault about this, without ever getting to a solution. Just providing the problem. Just saying, well, it's your fault, and pointing fingers at half the country. You point the fingers at the other half of the country. Instead, we should be actually working towards some kind of solution.
Allow Americans to drill, open up the Keystone Pipeline, close the border, secure it, allow, you know, commerce to go across, yeah, and people who have, you know, the passports go through the system, fine. We need that commerce. And hold China accountable for their wrongdoing. Yeah. Like, we've given up on trying to hold them accountable. What happened with COVID? It feels that way.
Yeah,
like the Biden administration.
Don't care about that anymore now.
But what fentanyl is also created there, and that's where they're manufacturing it. And the Chinese Communist Party is a strong enough political movement to shut that down.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So there's a solution there. Put enough pressure on them.
I believe they have quite the control of their
people. They need us economically, like we need them.
Yep.
I'll say, I mean, that's the truth. Right now, we couldn't be independent from China. It's impossible. I'd like to get there. That's a place
I'd
like to
go. A long road.
But it's, I think, a road worth, you know, the haul. But let me tell you something. They're strong enough to go and shut down the fentanyl manufacturing.
Yep.
They've done it before with other illegal items. When they get in trouble with IP issues too much, they will actually step in and start shutting down some of those phony goods that are created there. This is, again, there are solutions to these problems.
Yeah, they started shutting down, you know, I know the people who are involved in some things. Like, that sounded weird that I said that way.
We got 50 seconds.
No, I'm a guitar collector, and one of the things is there are bootleg guitars coming, and they're seizing those. Seizing thousands of fake Gibsons.
Chinese.
And, you know, Americans are, when they come to the border, we're stopping those from getting the you bought the $50 version of the Gibson guitar. And not that they should be doing those, but you're not actually causing, you know, stopping the real problem, which I believe would be a much stronger issue, which is the drug crisis that's going on. Stop the fentanyl. Let's maybe stop worrying about the fake Les Paul.
Yeah. I mean, at least do the fentanyl first. And then the second. I mean, yeah, you don't want to... Gibson needs protections, too.
Of course, no, I'm saying, but like, they clearly can do it for something.
People aren't dying over fake attacks.
They can clearly do something about that, though.
Yes.
They can catch that.
It's priorities.
Right, that's what I meant.
Priorities. Folks, go to aclj.org. There's always a lot more to talk about, and we've got it there, aclj.org.